this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I would love to take a sneak peek backward. That sounds odd, doesn't it? I mean, many of you, because it's summer, may not have been able to attend Sugar Hill Church yesterday, or you may have missed it in our live stream. If so, I want to give you just a few tidbits that come from that teaching, because it applies to almost everybody on the planet. There's a story that's told in the Old Testament book of 2 Kings, and the story goes like this. There is a lady who's in desperate need. Her husband has passed away. He had been a man of faith. He'd been a man that trusted God. When he died, he left them nothing, and the problem was he left them in debt. And in that time, when you were in debt and you had died, your spouse was responsible for it, and the only thing she had were two children. And the scripture says that she is in this unbelievably difficult position because she has no way to pay off the debt except sell her children into slavery. And naturally, you can imagine there's a sense of terror and desperation in her life. And so what happens is there's a man of God there. His name is Elisha. And he says to her, "How can I help you?" I think that's so beautiful that somebody stops and doesn't say, "Hey, I'm thinking about you." Somebody says, "How can I help you?" And without her answering, he goes on and says, "Well, tell me what you do have in the house." And she says, "Well, all I have is a little jar of oil." Now, if you know your Bible, you know that oil is a picture, it's a representation of the Spirit of God. So Elisha says, "Go to all your neighbors and collect a bunch of empty vessels, empty jars. They're clay jars. They would probably stand maybe a foot or two high and maybe about 8 or 10 inches around." And he would say, "Go pick up all of those you can, but make sure they're empty jars. Go into your house, and then your mom, she's going to take this little jar, maybe a tiny mason jar of oil, and she's going to start filling up those big vessels." Now, again, if you've heard this story before, you know that the oil represents the Spirit of God, and you know that the vessels represent our life, our soul, our heart. And so Elisha makes a big point of saying, you can't be filled with that oil, you can't be filled with the Spirit of God when you're full of something else. And so he says, make sure you get empty jars. Now, what happens is, he says, go into the house, take all the jars you've collected, take that little tiny mason jar of oil, start filling them up. Can you imagine her kids as they see her start pouring the oil, and it doubles, it triples, it quadruples, it keeps going. And she starts filling up all of these big vessels. And finally, she says, bring me another one. And they said, well, there's no more. Well, now watch this. There are no more, and the oil stopped. You know what that tells me? That there's no shortage of the Spirit of God. There is a shortage of empty vessels to receive the Spirit of God. Today, ask yourself, how empty is my soul in the sense of, am I ready for God's Spirit to fill me up? Or is it filled with anxiety? Is it filled with selfishness? Is it filled with hidden sin? Because you can get it emptied to receive the Spirit of God by simply inviting Him in and let Him do the work from within you. So today, take the story, put it into work, activate your faith. And it sounds a little bit like this. God, would you search my heart? Let me know every way that needs to be emptied so that I might be filled with you. And when that happens, we are going to live an extraordinary day. Happy Monday. I look forward to seeing you the rest of the week on the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast.